This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So it's no surprise that companies like Google, Uber, or Yelp can track your whereabouts through your smartphone. Those location services are part of what makes smartphone technology so powerful. But there's one organization out there that can't pinpoint your location, even if at some point in your life, I guarantee you will want them to know exactly where you are. We're talking about 911 emergency the 911 emergency system. It's still working to catch up in the era of the smartphone. And WBUR's Common Health co-host, Carrie Goldberg, joins us in the studio with more on this. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna. And I apologize for my voice. I have what's called the February inevitable crud.
I had it for two straight weeks, and no one told me to get off the air, although maybe they should have. So always forgiven for the little frogs in your voice.
Thank you.
But you posted on Common Health an article that headlined, "Calling 911 from your cell phone, don't assume they'll know exactly where you are." What prompted this post?
Right. So what prompted it was a very dramatic situation on a soccer field this fall. So a pediatrician, Dr. Ian Sclaver, was coaching his daughter's soccer team as usual, and one of the players collapsed and didn't seem to be breathing. Her pulse was very thready. So naturally, he started 911 and he started CPR and he called 911 and he told the dispatcher urgently to send an ambulance, and he gave the name of the school he was at and the street he was on.
And they asked me a question or two and then asked me the bewildering question of, what town are you in? And I told them, and then they reconnected me to another person to retell the same story again, which seemed to be taking a lot of time away from doing CPR.
No kidding.
Right. So fortunately, the player was fine. But when the crisis had passed and Dr. Sclaver had time to reflect, he realized he was totally mystified.
Afterwards, I looked back and I thought, I have Google Maps and Find My iPhone apps that are free that can find me to the exact street address, and I call 911, the most important call one could potentially make, and they didn't even know what town I was in.
Now, they didn't seem to know what town he was in. We don't want to give the impression that, in fact, they have no idea where they are. In fact, they can track you pretty well to within probably a few hundred meters or even a few dozen meters. But they have to verify it. Like, they have to be absolutely sure they know where you are. And you can imagine for Dr. Sclaver, that would be kind of like a what the heck moment, but the word might have been stronger than heck.
Right.
Right?
Okay. So maybe they didn't seem to know, or they had to verify through him actually saying it. I take that point. But it doesn't obviate the fact that when you use Google Maps or Yelp, or the other day I took an Uber and literally like the little blue dot on the Uber map showed me exactly the doorway virtually that I was standing on in the street. So why can't the 911 system just, I don't know, see where Dr. Sclaver was?
Right. So the first answer is, if Uber gets it a little bit wrong, it doesn't matter, whereas the 911 system has to get it exactly right. They need to be completely confident.
But those hundreds of meters can make a huge difference.
Yes.
Right.
But the bigger answer is that, it's the whole complicated kettle of fish. The 911 system involves the federal, the state, local government, cell phone carriers, network infrastructure. But the bottom line is that the system just can't change as fast as our commercial technology can. I spoke with Brian Fonts, who's the CEO of the nonprofit National Emergency Number Association.
911 is based on technology that was developed almost 40 years ago. And it was designed for a wired-only world where you have your wired phone tethered to a fixed address.
Mm-hmm. So we should make the point, it was a beautiful thing when it came in, right? They
Absolutely.
Could see where the call was coming from. And it has been upgraded quite a bit. But we're now in this situation where Brian says roughly 75 to 80% of 911 calls come from wireless devices.
I was wondering how high it would be. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's nationwide. Here in Massachusetts, it's more like we get 1.5 million 911 calls from landlines every year and 1.8 million calls from cell phones.
To 911. Okay,
yes.
So more from cell phones to 911. Okay,
right.
I'm just thinking right now, there's probably an aspiring entrepreneur out there who's seeing an opportunity here. But before we get to that, the system surely has been upgraded since it was first launched 40 years ago.
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, it can generally find you. It's got GPS, within a few dozen meters or so. But it's just this great, big, huge, sprawling system. Here's David Firth from the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC.
The system system that we're using now is essentially using 10 to 20-year-old technology. Bringing the 911 system up to the same technological level as all of our smartphones is something that takes time. In Massachusetts, you have about 250 911 call centers. In order to realize the potential that you're talking about, you're going to have to upgrade all of those call centers, and that's something that can't happen immediately.
But there is work underway to do these upgrades, and the FCC is pushing to try to make those upgrades happen faster. And actually, Meghna, here in Massachusetts, we will be seeing some changes in our 911 system already this year.
Oh, really? So such
yes.
as what?
So we should soon be able to text to 911. That would be an advance, right? And in coming years, we should soon be able to send photos and videos to 911, which it makes so much sense if you think about it. Like, here's the bank robber I just saw running out of the bank.
Right. Or here's the nature of my injury. Or yes. whatever.
Here's what the crash looks like on the highway.
Yeah,
right.
But on the other hand, I mean, so the dispatcher's jobs might change in terms of not just taking calls in, although they do have to talk people through moments of emergencies, but they may not also have to now be interpreting images?
Right. It could become a very different job. I mean, it will be great that they will be getting better information faster, but certainly it will be different.
It also makes me worry about hoaxes, but that's another
question
entirely. Okay.
Yes.
But back to the central conundrum at hand. What about the ability to pinpoint your location?
Right. So that depends heavily on the quality of the location information that the cell phone carriers, the phone companies, are providing. And that is expected to take years to improve. That's not a quickie. But there is another development in the Massachusetts 911 system that this year that's happening, which is that some towns are taking 911 calls into their own hands through a program called Wireless Direct.
And what does that do?
Okay, so the way it works now is that cell phone calls to 911 go to one of four call centers, and then they get bounced onward to the local center.
Okay.
So unless you're in Boston or on Nantucket. So here's Mana Wallace. She's director of programs for the Massachusetts 911 department.
You call 911 from a cell phone. It goes to a wireless 911 center. From there, they will transfer it out to the appropriate department. And it is very quick. They verify your location. They verify the problem. They transfer it.
But of course, it may not seem quick if you're like Dr. Sclaver
right.
on
and
the soccer field.
And every second counts, right.
And every second counts. But so this is the reason why Dr. Sclaver got bounced, because his cell phone 911 call went first to one of these centers and then to his local 911 call center. So beginning this year, some towns are opting to screen their own cell phone calls to 911 in their own local call centers rather than going through those four state centers. Although there could be some possible downsides to that as well, like they need to make sure they're staffed, and if there's a great big emergency, they could get overwhelmed.
Right.
But that's one thing that's happening this year as well.
Okay, so some progress,
yes.
But bottom line, it sounds like it will still be quite a while, maybe even years, until the 911 system can track cell phone calls as quickly and reliably as just about everyone would like, although
right.
now I'm wondering about privacy concerns, again, for another conversation
okay.
as well.
Okay.
But in the meantime, what's the best thing to do in the event of emergency?
Right. So I took a couple of main takeaways from the reporting on this story. The first was that if you have a landline in your emergency, use it, because your address will show up immediately on the screen of 911 if you call from a landline, right? And then the second big takeaway is don't assume that 911 knows where you are when you're calling from your cell phone. Even if Uber might or Google Maps might, you need to be prepared to give them your full location and possibly more than once.
Okay, so being self-prepared is always always a good thing in cases of emergency. Well, Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can find a link to her post about 911 and smartphone technologies at our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thanks as always, and get better soon.
Thanks, Meghna.